Hey, everybody, and welcome to Learning from Smart People. I am your host, Rob Oliver, and a very wonderful day to you wherever you are. If you are in the Northern Hemisphere, I hope that you are enjoying beautiful summer weather. If you are in the Southern Hemisphere, I hope that you are enjoying whatever kind of winter that you get. Although, for some reason, I always think people in the Southern Hemisphere don't ever seem to get the same miserable winter that we do here in Pittsburgh. And so I'm sure you're not missing out on anything, okay? And if you feel really bad about it, come visit us in February in Pittsburgh. It's gray, it's miserable, there's no sunshine, and you're welcome to come and join in the misery of being in Pittsburgh in the winter. That being said, this is Learning from Smart People, and today my smart person is Katrina Sawa. She is the Jumpstart Your Biz coach. She helps entrepreneurs create consistent money-making businesses. She is the creator of the Jumpstart Your Marketing System and the Jumpstart Your Biz training series. She is a Tell It Like It Is speaker and international best-selling author with 12 books. She has been featured on the Oprah and Friends Network, on XM Radio, as well as on ABC and the CW. Impressive credentials, and it is my pleasure to say welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So let's kind of jump right into this, because we're talking to entrepreneurs, we're talking to small business owners, and you're talking about jumpstarting your business, okay? Is that just for startups, or I'm thinking about jumpstarting a car? Is when you have a car, you have a number of miles on your car, but somehow your battery is dead and you need to get a jump start. So is this just for startup businesses, or is this for businesses who are existing and need to get their batteries rejuvenated?
Yeah, it's for both. You're right. It's I'm really, really good at finding those holes and opportunities where to get more clients, make more money, be more efficient, leverage your time, stop working so hard. So a lot of times I do have clients who've been in business for 10 or 20 years, and they're pretty successful, but they're tired, and they sometimes they haven't taken a vacation in a long time. They haven't figured out how to leverage their time because they did it the old way, right? And they don't have they haven't updated their website in 10 years. And those kinds of people need a different kind of a more scaling up jumpstart. Yeah.
Okay. And so it makes sense. And it's literally that thing where, in the way that your battery is devoid of energy because it hasn't been recharged in some time.
Yeah,
it's exactly what's happening in your business, where you are devoid of energy because you haven't taken the time to take care of yourself. Huge problem. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about first for someone who is the person that you just described, who's been in business 10, 20 years and is feeling overwhelmed and is feeling like, I'm doing well. Let's put it this way. My business is doing well, but I am just burnt out. What kind of thoughts do you have on, like, is there a process that you're working through, or how does that go?
There's a lot of different aspects I look at. So I look at everything from the big picture all the way down to the nitty gritty of every little thing you're doing, saying, posting, sending in your business, how your operations run, your team, if you have employees or staff, what you visually look like to the public, meaning your website, your social media presence, your marketing materials, and as well as revamping everything so that it can fit the current lifestyle that you want to live. So many people that are in this boat, they're working 9 to 5 or 8 to 7, right? And a lot of times they've gotten where they've gotten, which maybe they're making a couple $100,000 a year, maybe less, maybe more, whatever. And it's good. And they have the money, but they don't have the time. They feel like they can't take time off or they're going to lose the money. And so they need to leverage. Maybe they don't have a staff yet. Maybe they're not really outsourcing a lot because they haven't taken the time off to go and figure out how to do that. Right? Because it's really hard to hire someone or delegate or outsource or create systems when you're busy in the minutiae of the business. So you do have to sometimes take a step back to, like, let me just block out some time to really figure out how to revamp the business so that I can have a life now, like a better life. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let me just, what I'm hearing you say is that sometimes people are so busy doing the things that make their business successful that they don't have a chance to, as you've kind of said, to step back and say, okay, how do I delegate these things? How do I get others involved? How am I able? And I guess in some ways that it, part of it becomes evaluating what are the things that I need to do and what are the things that I can give to others. Do you have some guidelines for folks who are saying, like, I feel like I'm doing everything and I don't know what I can, I don't know what I can share, what I can delegate, what I can leverage. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, well, because I've been doing this business for 19 years, I have so much stuff. Like, as a business owner, you know, entrepreneur, we create content, right? So I have so much content and lots of it's free on my website even. But there's, like, I have a list of checklist of 43 things you can delegate to a virtual assistant or a team member to get off your plate as an entrepreneur. So yeah, there's that. There's a productivity checklist. I think there's 54 things that can make you more productive on that checklist. And there's a lot of different, some people just don't think about it. A lot of times I'll look at somebody's website and then they'll tell me, like, how they're operating with their client management or lead generation and sales processes. And I'll be like, well, you know, you could take this and stick it on your website and do this and that and the other thing. And then you don't have to spend the time doing it because people will just do it themselves through your site. So then your website becomes the hub of your business. Most people do not have their website as the hub of everything in and out flowing through their business so that they can spend less time managing the chaos is what I say usually.
Okay. Folks who listen to the show know this. I live in a world of analogy and I can't tell you what anything is, but I can tell you what it's like. So what I'm kind of hearing you say is that you're like a mirror where you're letting people see themselves, see how things look, how they appear. Because listen, I mean, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where, you know, you're out and about and you happen to pass in front of the mirror and you see, like, I've got a stain on my shirt or I've got, you know, food on my face or my hair is messed up or whatever it is. And so many times we can't see ourselves the way other people see us. And so what you're doing is kind of reflecting back to them, this is how you look, and helping them understand it. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, exactly. It's finding those holes and opportunities, and you just can't see what you can't see. You don't know what you don't know. And especially when you're really close to it, you need someone on the outside looking in at not knowing, going, oh, well, it looks like you do this. Oh, you don't? Okay, well, then we need to change the description on your website. Or it looks like la, la, la. And they, like, that's not what you're trying to project. Okay, then this is what we need to change because that's why you're not getting the business or whatever. Yes. Okay.
So what? How can you help people? Because a lot of people are worried about if I delegate, if I get someone else involved, there's a couple different things. Number one, am I going to be able to afford to do it? Number two, are they going to have the passion and dedication to my business that I have? And number three, are they going to be as reliable as I am? Or, you know, what's going to happen? So is my productivity going to fall off? Are they going to eat up all of my profits? What's going to happen to my business if I'm bringing other folks in? What are your thoughts there?
Right. Well, you don't usually find people that are as passionate as you, number one. So, like, to try to find the perfect passionate person is like a needle in a haystack, I think. But what I think one of the biggest mistakes people make when they're going off to hire someone is they haven't identified clearly on the tasks they want to hire for yet. They go and find the person before they discover what the tasks are, which is not the right way to do it because you might hire the person that isn't good at some of the tasks that you need done. And frankly, most people need more than one assistant. This is why a lot of us use virtual assistants because they're subcontractors and we can hire them just for a couple hours on this project or a couple hours a month over here. And so it doesn't have to cost a lot. Especially since their rate is going to be a lot less per hour than your rate as the entrepreneur. Like if someone is charging $200 an hour, you know, and you're taking 6 hours to do something that you could pay someone $50 for 1 hour to do the same thing, then it just makes sense, right?
Yeah. Well, and in some ways, it's actually what you said makes so much sense, because when you look at a lot of times entrepreneurs feel like their time is free. Okay. And they don't value their own time. And they say, well, why would I pay someone else $50 an hour when I can just do it myself? But you're not realizing that someone else, as you said, can do in 1 hour what it would take you 5-6 hours to do. And now your efficiency goes through the roof and you can do the things that are your essential tasks. And in that way, you don't have to do everything. You don't have to do everything. And because you're not doing everything, your business becomes more efficient. And I would imagine that it also would then become more profitable. Is that
right? Well, the more you can free up your own time, because we are the salespeople, right? Now, a lot of times entrepreneurs or business owners want to hire salespeople. Well, in my opinion, unless you have a storefront or a brick and mortar, like I have a flooring company client who in Canada, and they hire salespeople. Okay, that makes sense because they're a flooring company, right? But as an entrepreneur, when you're a solopreneur, you don't go hire a salesperson. Nobody's going to be as passionate as you, right? Eventually, maybe you can hire some outside people as you grow, but that's a very advanced strategy. Okay, so you're the salesperson. So you have to get really good at selling and having those conversations. And you need more time to do that if you want more clients. So if you want more clients and you want to make more money, then you need to do more sales conversations, or you need to talk to more people. So that means the majority of your time as the salesperson hat in the business is you need to focus there. Like 50 to 70% of your time needs to be doing that. So if you're spending too much time on frivolous stuff that can be done by somebody else pretty easily, then you're not spending your time wisely. You're not staying in your genius and the thing that's going to move the needle for the business profits.
Okay. Let me get your reaction to something, because you say we're the salespeople, okay? Which I'm assuming means that we need to have the sales conversations. There's been a debate that I've heard a couple of my friends have about whether you need to have somebody else generating leads and you just doing the selling, because that way it appears that your organization is bigger and it's not just you by yourself, or is it you reaching out to whoever it is that you're selling to? Is there a difference in your mind between is there an advantage to having someone else reach out to set up the sales conversations? Or does it really matter if it's just you? Does that question make sense at all?
Yes, I know what you're saying. I know what you're getting at. And I know we want to seem bigger and more important than we might be, especially if we're newer. And you can do that through your online presence. You can do that with a lot of being everywhere, being seen everywhere, having more social presence, right? And being a speaker everywhere. As far as hiring a sales team, again, it depends on the industry you're in. It depends on the type of business you are. If you're a coach, consultant, author, speaker, typically you only hire salespeople maybe in the back of the room if you hold an enrollment event. Like you've seen people have like 3-day events where they're the main speaker. They might bring in a couple other people and then they launch a big $20,000, $40,000 program, right? A lot of those people will have salespeople in the back of the room enrolling people as they are presenting the content. That's where you see people in those roles hiring salespeople, is to do those, not necessarily to get the leads. In other businesses, though, like brick and mortar, yeah, you need salespeople. You need sometimes people in, I can't think of what kind of businesses. I work with spas and salons. I work with, you know, all kinds of different financial planners, you know. I don't think it's as important. If someone's going to be trying to schedule appointments on your calendar, there are certain industries that would be helpful for. I don't find it as, it's not usually something that works for my type of business.
Okay.
But there are businesses that would work for, yes.
All right. No problem. I think it was a really confusing question anyway, so I appreciate you making sense of it, and I think that I appreciate that. Let me just say, there's a word that is it that you had used in our pre-conversation, and it's the word is autopilot. Okay. And when you talk about people putting their business, you're delegating responsibility, you're creating a team, and they're the ones that are doing a lot of the perpetuating of your business, or, you know, the motion for your business. And your time is spent mostly, as you said, you know, 50 to 70% selling. And then I would assume the other percentage of that time in performing the actions that you've sold. Talk to me about what autopilot, what it means to have your business on autopilot.
Well, that means that leads are coming in without you having to do too much. They're also going through your quote unquote funnel, right? A funnel is just a process that you take leads through from the initial, oh, let me check out this person's website. Oh, they have a free thing on here. I'll enter my name and email. And then, oh, here's the next thing. Here's a video series that I could listen to. Oh, and here's the program that might be helpful for me based on the thing I came originally for to their website. And the program is $400. Okay, maybe I'll buy that. And then, but all of this can happen electronically. It can still be personal and relationship oriented because you could put videos on these pages. You could send them personal emails with stories and pictures. So you can still be very personal, but you don't have to lift a finger in any of that process. And someone can go buy your stuff or get on your email list and maybe even come to a call with you and sign up themselves, right? It's when people raise their hand and go, you know what? I kind of want to talk to you. Like, and then they want to sign up and have a call with you. That's when you should like really get involved, obviously. Right. But sure. Until then, if the leads can come in and through your website and your processes, either by your team helping them get there or your software and your website, then that's more autopilot. Right. So that's more autopilot.
Okay. So you talked about technology and talked about, you know, your software and creating a funnel that can either be a team driven or can be software driven. Can you talk to me about technology? And like, I also have some familiarity with the real estate industry, and the real estate industry, their idea is like, you have to spend money to make money. And so they just run around spending money sometimes in random willy nilly ways and then wonder why they're not making money. So I would like your suggestion of some directed ways to say, okay, here's some technology that's going to be, it's going to have the return on investment, that this is what you need to invest in and utilize, and it's going to help out.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of training on this topic because so many people, everybody asks me, what shopping cart should I get? What email marketing? What CRM? What software should I have? What website platform should I be on? What the la 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 la, right? Like, what techie tools do I need? And the answer is it depends. And I don't like to say that, but I can't just sit here and say you need this software and that software because it doesn't fit all. Right? So you need something to deliver emails. You need something to create opt-in boxes that you can put on your website and then deliver that email auto reply, right? You need something to deliver your email newsletters. All of those things can be in one software. You need something to be able to take credit cards, right? So, and we know that there's Stripe and the things that they do, the swipey, right? I can't think of it right now, but
you get PayPal and Square and all those things.
PayPal and Square, but they're not an efficient system, okay? Because they don't hook up to a database or that email system usually. So you got to be careful. You don't want to have people buy stuff over here and then have your database over here without them talking to each other electronically, because you don't want to manually enter all those people, right? So you have to have a software that does all of that, or at least is all connected, so you have that autopilot. Otherwise, you're in manual labor chaos moving people, and not everybody's getting all the information you need to send. You need software that potentially could have a quiz on it, or potentially, I mean, that's one option. You need software to run your videos like Zoom or if you're going to go on to social media with them, you can have StreamYard, you know, there's little things like that. You need a data backup system on your website and on your computer. So a lot of times people didn't even know that. So there's certain little things that you might need. And I'm the type of person who is going to tell you the most affordable option for the thing that you need based on what you're selling and what you want, how you want to live and how techy you are. Okay. And if you're not techie, you're going to probably, that's the number one person most people need to hire is some kind of techie person. And again, you don't need them full time. You just need them to be able to troubleshoot all the different things you're doing.
Okay. So what if somebody, I think that your answer is spot on in the fact that it does depend. It depends on what, you know, it's the same way if someone says to you, what kind of shoe should I wear? Well, it all depends. What are you going hiking or are you going dancing or are you going, you know, are you on the fashion runway? That all depends on where you're going and what you're doing determines the kind of shoe that you need. And, and in some ways, the same thing applies to software and to technology. If somebody's, and maybe this isn't a fair question to ask, but if somebody says like, okay, so I need a CRM and I need video software and I need streaming software and I need data backup and I need all of these things. Are there, and maybe the answer to this is it depends. Are there places where people should start or how to, what's the best way to evaluate the, your own personal needs?
I have not seen somebody evaluate it themselves very well at all, frankly, as a new business owner, because you just don't know what you don't know. And that's one of the biggest things I love to help people with. It's like, don't do that. Oh, don't sign up for this. Don't sign up for that. Like pretty much anything that's $300 a month, you don't need. Okay. So like, unless you're making $100,000 a year or more, and you really want an advanced system, or you're going to pay $500 to $1,000 a month for your team to manage it for you, because they're pretty complicated. Okay. So just set that bar there. Like, or unless you're a bigger company in millions of dollars in revenues or something, and you have lots of employees, that's a different story, right? But for solopreneurs, I mean, there's software that's $23 a month that could totally run your whole entire business. You add in Stripe, you can take credit cards, and boom, you're done. I mean, you don't need anything else other than maybe Zoom. Like, so, I mean, there's, it's, that's a lot of times where I start people. It used to be 20 years ago or 15 years ago, we needed what's called a shopping cart. It was just a shopping cart is all they called it. And now there's so many different types of software that act as a shopping cart. A shopping cart is where you can do the email marketing, the opt-in boxes, but you can also take credit cards. It becomes a porthole for the merchant account services. It has order form pages. It becomes your database, your CRM as well. So I'm in the shopping cart right now that's been around for a long, long time. I switched out to a couple of different ones and came back to it because it was just so simple and inexpensive. And I'm moving now, but I'm very reluctant to move software, okay? Because I've spent $20,000-$30,000 in moving around different softwares. And so it's one of my pet peeves to make people not do that or to help people not do that. Because I've been sold a bunch of things and you'll get sold and they'll tell you, oh, it's the perfect thing for you. And they make a commission on it. And then you're like in this thing that you don't even know what you're doing. Right. And it'll be a waste. Get me started. That's
technology. Yeah. Well, I completely, that's just the thing. And that is everybody has the perfect thing that is exactly for you. But here's where I appreciate where you're coming from. And that is you're coming from the thing that says, okay, let me help evaluate what your needs are and what's available. And let me help you find what is going to work for you. And it's not about, you know, you're not working for the shopping cart company. You're not working for, it's like, hey, let me help connect you with the resources, which is.
There's some software that has a university. You actually have to go and learn for a week on how to use the software. I'm like, why would you buy that? Like, I don't even know. Like, why am I going to spend a week of my time to learn how to use my software when I'm like, that's ridiculous. I need to make money and get clients. Like, that's just silly.
It makes so much sense because what you're getting involved in is something that is so complicated that it likely is that unless you said, you know, you're running $1 million business or whatever it is, so many times they're trying to get you to do something that is far, far more complex than what you actually need. So People have heard a lot of, gotten a lot of information today about your business and about, and I want to go back to something you said in the beginning, and that is, it's about making your business fit into your lifestyle, because so many times the business dictates your lifestyle, and instead of the business working for you, you're working for it. What are your suggestions at this point to say, okay, for people who are interested in taking the next step to say, all right, how do I control my business? How do I make my business work for me instead of me being a slave to it? What are your suggestions there?
Well, first, like, if you're already in business, you've been in business for a while, when's the last time you took a vacation? Evaluate yourself, right? Do you get weekends off? Is that what you want? Like, do you want to get off for dinner every night? Do you want to be able to take a lunch? Do you want to be able to run errands whenever you want? Do you want to be able to just take a 2-week vacation anytime you want and your clients not be in uproar and everybody's handled? Do you want to not do a bunch of pushing of papers? You just got to evaluate, like, what are you doing? What do you not like doing in your business? And there are ways to automate, delegate, systematize things that you just may not know exist. And you don't know how it applies to you, perhaps. Maybe you heard about it, but you don't really know how to implement it. And so you just have to figure out, if you're not happy where you are and you're not taking time for yourself, or you don't have enough time for your family, then something should change. Like, you should really figure out. And sometimes you've been in business for long and our own needs change or a life changes, right? Like, I was married to my first husband when I started my business, and then we got divorced. So life changed, right? And then I had full time. So I was a workaholic, because what else am I going to do? I have no husband and no kid. And I was trying to date a little bit, but so I worked a lot more, and then I found another man, and now I'm married again. And now I have to, so now I have to work less because I want more family time. So life changes, and you want to evolve your business with it, I think, not just settle for what you think you have and have to have.
Yeah. I love it. It makes perfect sense. And it really, sometimes you've got to literally stop, take that step back and evaluate. And so many times, especially solopreneurs are nose to the grindstone, and they're like, they say, I don't have the time to do that. And what they don't realize is, if you don't take the time to do that, you're never going to move forward with your business.
Then you'll burn out quick. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Listen, Katrina, thank you so much. This has been wonderful. If people want to find out more about you, you mentioned a couple of free resources that are available. Where can they find out more about you? Where can they find those resources?
Yeah, so I have a whole free trainings page on my website. If you go to jumpstartyourbiznow.com/free trainings, you can find them. You'll also find them just going to the resources page there. You know, there's a whole bunch of different ones about speaking or jumpstarting your business and marketing, becoming an author. There's an audio about what to put on your website to make it the hub of your business. There's a way to come to a call with me. Don't shy away from a call, because it's not just like you're going to come to a call and I'm like, oh, like, I'm going to take your credit card over the internet and like, we're going to just sign you up. No, like, you might actually get some really good answers of things like we're talking about, how to delegate, what technology to use, because I can't help it. I can't help it if you come to a call and you say, well, so-and-so told me to get this software, and if it's not the one I know you need, then I'm like, no, don't get that. You should look at this one or this one. And so you're going to get clarity and tips and stuff just by coming to a call. So I highly recommend that. But I have books and all kinds of trainings. I do events. You can check out anything and connect with me on social. I'm pretty accessible.
Cool. I will put links to your website, to your social media, to the free resources. I'll put all of that down in the show notes, so anybody who's looking to connect should be able to find you easily. Hey, thank you so much. We have come to the time for 3 questions to establish your humanity. Are you ready for these?
Let's go.
What is your favorite fast food chain?
Favorite? I don't eat a lot of fast food anymore at all. I've really cleaned up my diet. But I used to be a big Taco Bell person. That's kind of a go-to, I suppose.
Okay. And so did you have a go-to meal at or a go-to item at Taco Bell?
I like their soft tacos because they're the freshest and less fattening, I think.
Absolutely. Would you say that your glass is half full or half empty?
It's overflowing.
I love it. That so many people, you know, go through life not realizing that your glass is pretty full. All of us.
I'm very full. I've got a full life, a full business, a full personal life. And I like to, and I feel like it's overflowing because that's where you serve from. You serve from the saucer, not the cup. So if it's only half full, you can't serve, you right. can't give. So I know the whole saying half full, half empty, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I think I've mentioned this on the show once before as well, but I have a friend who talks about being a bucket in which you just collect all of the wonderfulness that's coming to you. And when you're a bucket, when you are full, you can overflow and serve, you know, share with others. But he talked about cutting the bottom out of your bucket and just being a conduit through which wonderfulness flows to those around you. And I think in some ways, just even based on what we're talking about today, that's the kind of person that you are. So
that's good. I like it.
Yeah. So, all right. So, when there is a barbecue at, or, you know, a cookout at Katrina's house, what is going to be on the grill?
Chicken and shrimp.
Okay. And how is the chicken?
And veggies, lots of grilled veggies.
Okay. So I'm going to forego my question about how the chicken, so what kind of veggies are you grilling?
Oh, zucchini and mushrooms, onions, bell peppers, tomatoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you ever do foil packets?
Foil packets?
Yeah.
Meaning put them in foil?
So
only my fish I do that way.
So my family does foil packets, which you actually, you know, there's three kids and my wife, and we always end up with more people here at dinner than just the five of us, but we dice up some different proteins, get a bunch of veggies and dice them up. And then you literally get a piece of foil. You put your protein of choice, your veggies of choice, and some seasoning and everything. And then you wrap it up and you into a packet, you put it on the grill and cook it. And so everybody is getting a meal that is custom designed by them for them. And they are happy with what they're eating. And it's just a fun way to do grilling that allows you to make sure that you're not getting mushrooms if they're not your thing.
So, that's fun, except for my family does not eat any of those vegetables that I mentioned.
All right, that's something to work on. Listen, Katrina, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for sharing. This has been super informative and enjoyable as well. You've been wonderful. To all my listeners, thank you for being here. And I will remind you that when you stop learning, you stop living. Have a great day, everybody.